Lila Nishmas of Klenimish Kamen Ben Ravili Melech. Yvamas Park Yudalad Mishnah Aleph. Chere Shanasa Pikachas, if a person that's deaf, so he can't hear or speak, so he has a din, that his marriage is not a marriage Midiraisa, because he doesn't have Das, and he marries a Pikachas. Pikachas is somebody that can hear, so she does have Das. Ubikeach Shanasa Chereshes. Also, the male is the Bikeach, and the wife is a Chereshes, so she can't hear. Imratza Yotzi. Vimratza Yikayim. If he wants to divorce her, he can. He can give her a get, because since the marriage is only marriage midrabanan, he can take a get, which is also midrabanan a get, because he doesn't have das. And in the other case, where she doesn't have das, the get is a good get midiraisa, because we don't need the woman to have das to be megarisher when she sees the chereshes. Vimratza Yikayim. And in both cases, he could stay married to her. We only say this agav the resha, but of course, he could stay married to her. That's what Taisa says. Kishem shu kainis bermiza. Just like he brought her into his marriage with a remiza, with a hint. It wasn't a full kiddush midiraisa. He had to hint to her with signs. She was a chereshes, or he was a cheresh, so the hint was with signs. Kachu moitz bermiza. So too, she goes out bermiza too. Also, in other words, the point is, this doesn't have to be midiraisa. It was a weaker kiddushin, so it could be a weaker gerushin. Pikech shanasa pikachas. But if you have, both of them can hear. V'nischarsha, but now she became deaf. Imratza Yotzi. So he can divorce her if he wants to, because even though she's now deaf, she doesn't have das fully. Nevertheless, by gerushin, a person's wife, a woman doesn't need to have das. You can be megarisher bal karcha against her will. So too, you don't need her to have das. Vimratza Yikayim. And obviously, if he wants to stay married, he can stay married to her. Now, there is a din that's brought by Gittin that even though you don't need the das, or you could do it bal karcha, she still has to know through the get that she can't return to his house. The Torah says, v'shilcha mibeso. And the Rishonim there learn that the get has to be given in a way that she knows not to return to the house. So that could be done, like afterwards, she'll get the hint not to come back, even though she doesn't have full das now. So that's when a woman eventually can't hear. What happens nishtates? What if he marries a woman that's normal and then she becomes a shota, rachmanu litzlan? Lo yotzi, here he can't divorce her. Here we mean midrabanan, because midiraisa, the Rav brings down that as long as she knows how to guard her get, she'll be miskareshes min haTorah. But here, the Chacham were misakin that he should not be megarisher, because if he's megarisher, people will be knowing whether her minig hefker, so he should keep her. However, nischaris shu o nishtata, what if he becomes deaf, or he becomes a shota, so he loses his das, einu motzi olamas, he can never divorce her, because you do need the das of the husband to divorce. Why is it that when the woman becomes deaf, she can go out, meaning the husband's able to divorce her, but when the man becomes deaf, he can't? There's a big difference regarding a man that's being megarish to a woman that's being divorced. Because a woman goes out whether she wants to, whether she doesn't want to. But the ish, the man, can only divorce whether it's his rotzen. And that's why a woman that becomes a cherish, he's able to divorce, even though she doesn't have das. Masha in Cain, if the man becomes a cherish, he can't divorce her.